Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk number 5. Yesterday's episode was about building a DIY kit. Today's episode and today's business idea is about setting up your own community. This talk was inspired by a post by David Spinks on CMX. So communities make sense because we all want to feel supported and accepted. So we are looking actively for communities. So and in terms of business, there's a lot of value in them, and I'm sure you can see that. So you could start your crowdfunding campaigns in a good community, or you could get feedback for your product, and you could just listen to what people are saying there and see if you can build something for them or help them in a certain way. And then obviously you can sell sponsorships and your product, but it doesn't necessarily need to be start with selling first. So how do you build your community then? First, you have to identify your potential audience. So people with similar interests and identities who feel in a certain way isolated from each other. And then you have to select fitting members. You have to curate them. And that makes the community feel very special initially, because everyone has been selected. And this is an approach a lot of communities take. For instance, Product Hunt. It's a popular website. I'm sure you know it. They started this way. And try to get people which are known in the space. So if you're a member of the community, you would feel happy to be able to talk to those people now. And then you invite more and more people, obviously, and you have to keep an eye on the culture and the quality of interaction when inviting people. So you don't want this to run in a direction that you can't control anymore by inviting random people. So then you have to try to meet people offline. If everything has happened online so far, you have to meet them offline as well, because personal meetings allow members of the community to form stronger bonds. The communication has a lot more depth. You can see facial expressions, you get to hear their voices, and that adds a lot of personal touch, and everyone finds that better than reading online text somewhere in a board or in a blog. And then support the initial interaction. What does that mean? So, for example, you have friends ask questions and then other friends answer them. So it doesn't feel like the room is completely empty, because no one wants to be the first to ask something when everyone else is silent. So allow your members to lose the fear of being the first. That is usually done by good event organizers. When a speaker has a Q&A, they usually seed questions in the audience. And you could think about it as being fake, but it really just helps other people to get things started and to lose the fear of being the first. So these are the first kind of ideas and the first kind of steps you should consider when building your community. And it will not fly right away. It takes a lot of work and passion for you to do it. So you have to accept silence and people not showing up. But if you keep at it, it will eventually work. It's all up to you. So let's end this with today's quote. The quote is by Coretta Scott King, and it goes like this. The greatness of a community is most accurately measured by the compassionate actions of its members. I hope you liked this episode. I would love to hear your business idea. We can put it on the show if you send it to idea@businessideastalk.com. Also, I would love to hear your feedback and hope you tune in again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.